Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio. I'm calling you from National Headquarters. I want you to know that I'm excited about us doing this special show with Emerge North 4 and Mad Dads. It's our show where you're going to get a chance to talk to the young people and exactly get a taste of how they feel about how things are going in the community. They will be in the studio in just a few minutes, so don't you go nowhere. In the meantime, in between time, we're going to update you on some things that we're doing in the community. Big ups to Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, and Omaha for the good work that you're doing out there. I want to say thank you to Elder Floyd out in Florida. You have been doing a fantastic job since our founder, Eddie Staten. He died. You were able to come in and just take some leadership in Jacksonville, Florida. We love everybody out there in Jacksonville, Florida, we want to thank you all for doing the work that you do in Jacksonville, Florida, making a difference and really showing our community how in Florida we can have impact. In Iowa, a new chapter that has been started for a few years now, we want to just give big ups to Isaac out in Iowa and all the work that he's doing out there. In Buffalo, New York, we have Mr. Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson out there putting out work in Buffalo, New York. We're going to go to the phone lines, and then we're going to go. We got Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, what's up, my brother out in Pittsburgh? The chairman of the board is in Pittsburgh. And then in Lincoln, Nebraska, we have no other than Don Coleman out there. And so we got some great folks in Lincoln and in Omaha. I'm going to the phone lines. We're talking today with our young people about, you know, we want to talk to some adults, too, right now, about what can we do better to strengthen our leaders out in the community. So let's go right to the phone lines. And we'll talk to 6605. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. 6605. Can you speak up?
Hey, how you doing today? My name's
Juan. Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, welcome, Juan. Welcome. We're glad that you're with the Mad Dads. We're glad that you're online with us. You know, we're talking about young people today. We're going to have North 4 on with us. We'd like to talk to you a little bit about some of the things you think we can do to make life easier and better for our young people.
What we can do and how we can help make life better for our young children is to start, you know what I'm saying, giving them more love a little bit. You know, not giving up on them, you know what I'm saying, taking them and loving them, you know, giving them that unconditional love, because our young children are lost out here today, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of them grew up without fathers and left in the homes with their mamas to raise them, and it's hard for a mother to raise a son and these kids out here, so it takes a village to raise a kid, so we just got to start showing them more love, man, and work with them a little bit and stop writing them off like a bad check, you know, and forgetting about them and just giving up on them just because they make mistakes out here in life.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right about that, and I agree with you. And I think one of the other things that we need to do is, as we talk about, the guys from North 4 will be here soon, but you had a chance for us to go out to LoveWorks School. You went with us, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Had a ball out there.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your impact and how that impacted you to go out to the middle school and see the kind of issues we're working and we have with our kids in middle school.
When I went out there, you know what I'm saying, it was a good experience, you know, because then I got to really see, you know, hands-on how, you know, the teachers was dealing with the kids from our community. It was like, you know, it was a lot of chaos in some of those classrooms that we went in, you know what I'm saying, seeing our young brothers and sisters in the classroom acting the way they act, just, you know, I knew that it was something really major going wrong at home, because it seems like, you know, a lot of them didn't have a lot of, you know, home trains or manners. But, you know, it was a great experience just to show them love and bring them that Mad Dad love and let them know people out here do love them And, you know, when we did, you know, reach out and give them a hand and a hug and let them know that Mad Dads can, they held on to that and they had something for it to look to, you know. So it was a good experience and, you know, I liked it. You got to do it more often.
Hey, absolutely, absolutely. And I thank you. I appreciate you. Just hold on. We're going to go to our next caller. This is a Blog Talk Radio live right here all over the country. And we're going to 2826. 2826, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Gene. I'm with the Mad Dads. How we could help the kids out. I figure we need to get more out in the community and get to places where most parents ain't trying to get to talk to these young children out here and give them the support that they need. You know, like, I just feel that it's an obligation for us to do the things that the children need us to do, to be there to support them when they down or if they happy. It doesn't matter, you know. I just feel that it's just only right to do that, to be a big brother or a big sister to someone that probably doesn't have a big brother or a big sister out there to help them at the end of the day.
Well, that's absolutely correct. They need that. It's important that they get that. And one of the things that we believe in is that as men, it's our role and responsibility to do that. Did you have a father when you were growing up that helped you?
Yeah, I had a problem when I was growing up. I had a problem when I skipped school, went to the behavior specialist room, you know. I had some male figures in my life that, you know, came and talked to me and let me know what was wrong, what was right at the end of the day. Like, I had to get into sports to get some understanding about life and how to manage things, you know. When I got a little older, I still was slipping, but I still had people that was in my corner to tell me right from wrong, you know.
Thank you very much. You listen to Blog Talk Radio live. We're going to get back with you. Why don't you give them your name and tell them who you are?
Gene.
Give us your name. Pardon me?
Gene from Mad Dad.
Hey, Gene, thanks a lot. Now, you hold on. Don't you go anywhere, Gene. We're going to get back to you. We're going to let you know we're talking live on Blog Talk Radio. We got the rest of the guys from North 4. North 4 is four neighborhoods where we're trying to intervene and prevention of gangs and drugs in our community. We're working with these young people. We're going to go right down the line here. We got a caller at 6700. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Mad Dad.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yeah, man, I just appreciate you. Having this day and having this discussion. I think it's real important, you know, for everybody to know, you know, you know what's necessary for people to, for this youth, you know, to be able to understand what it is to have, you know, love around them, to have that structure around them.
Well, you know, without that structure, and I thank you, sir, without that structure, what happens is that we lose control of our community. Last night, there were people that were shot at a party bus. There was a young man that was shot in the head on 26th and Penn, and there was another shooting. So there were three shootings out in the community. And so what we have to do is to make sure that we protect our youth, teach them another way to deal with their anger and their violence.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about that, and it's almost discouraging to hear about stuff like that. You know, whenever you think, you know, things might be calming down or things might be, you know, turning another way, you know, there's always, you know, someone else out there, you know, there's always negativity that's trying to go against any positive, you know, direction. You know, people who are actually trying to turn their lives around and get sucked back into that mindset of, you know, we're not done yet, you know, we still got to, you know, deal with all this. So it's just, it can get discouraging, but, you know, it should be used as a tool to understand that, you know, there is no stopping you. You got to keep pushing forward and reach for goals. You got to keep, keeping strong against all that negativity, because it will keep coming at you.
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, how old are you, sir?
I'm just turned 21, sir.
And how have you been able to stay away from the gangs and the violence and the drugs? How have you done that?
I mean, when I was younger, you know, obviously not too long ago, I mean, it was, you know, I looked up to it because it was definitely around me. You know, it was actually almost glamorous at one time to me, you know, to see that, you know, people were making money in a certain way, even if they were hurting people. You know, you just didn't think about things. I mean, you looked at things a little bit different, you know, when you're younger because that's what you see. But, you know, once I started seeing that, you know, putting yourself around positivity, you know, led to a higher role and led to happiness because all that all my peers they dove into the gangs and the violence and the drugs and all that. Now I see them and it's nothing but, you know, depression and the hurt and, you know, death and all this other stuff, you know. So I mean I use positive mentors as a motor to keep moving forward and keep having my own ambitions and looking up to them and keep growing as a person.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads, all over the country. Big ups to everybody that's called in. The phone lines are lit up and going crazy. We're going to 9445. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking to our young people and have an impact on them. They're going to be in the studio. Welcome to Blog Talk. How you doing? 9445.
Yes, hello. My name is Mr. Hassan, and I feel that by helping the youth, we should do more educational things for our kids besides just sending them to school. We should get them out to programs and job fairs. We also should get them out to things that can help them out more, like the libraries and workforces. Besides just playing video games, watch TV, and going to the mall. We should do more supportive things. I help our kids out with resumes and portfolios and doing things that's more supportive and more constructive. And that's how I feel about that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. We should do more of that, get them involved in other activities and stuff like that. Listen, what we're going to do, I want everybody to hold tight. We're going to take a quick break, a station break, get everybody to listen to Blog Talk Radio live. I don't want you to go anywhere. Our young people are in the studio. They're ready for you. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, you know.
Introduce yourself to everybody.
Oh, yeah, my name is Soden, you know, Armstrong. I'm with North 4 and Mad Dads right now. We finna be on the blog talking about any and everything, about the community, getting involved and seeing what's going on.
Well, we got a lot of people on the phone lines right now. They're all in here. They're ready to roll. Everybody's ready to go. I'm going to introduce to you one by one. I want you to talk to them, and I want you to listen to them. So the phone lines are lit up. We're ready to go. We're live. New York, Florida, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Omaha. What's up, everybody? Mad Dads. We're going to take a quick little break here. We're going to listen to Lakeisha Lachey. We're going to listen to her for a minute while we get everybody set up. Don't you go nowhere. Our young people, are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Come on, make a little noise. Y'all ready?
Yeah,
they ready, so don't.
Ooh, out of. Ooh, out of. Ooh, out of. Ooh, out of. Out of.
Out of control.
Chicago alone. 4,000 adolescents dead and gone. In the last 4 years, our nation's averaging.
Community is out of control. That's a young lady right here locally that wrote that song. She wrote that song because she felt like that we were out of control. She was a young African-American woman. She was tired of seeing our African-American men die on the streets. She was tired of gang violence. She was tired of the brothers that live one on one side of town shooting at the other brothers that live on the other side of town. As a matter of fact, some of them were related to each other. It didn't make sense. She didn't see it happening in other neighborhoods. She didn't see it happening in the suburbs. She only seeing it happen right in her community, and it's happening all over the country that black men are killing black men. But we got some young men here today that say, we're done with that. We're fed up with that. Sir, tell them a little bit about your story and how you got involved with North 4. Introduce yourself again.
Hi, my name is Soldon Armstrong. I got involved with North 4. I met a lady named Connie, and she introduced me to North 4. I was at the park playing basketball. But a little bit about me, I've been through a lot, prison and back. I'm just a regular old dude trying to speak my mind out here on the radio right now.
Hey, brother, we're proud of you. We're glad that you're doing that. And I want to go, we're going to go right to the phone lines. I'm going to go right to, I'm going right to 0118. You're a 578. 0118, that's your number. I'm going right to you. You got a question or comment? Welcome to Blog Talk, Mad Dad.
Yeah, what's going on, Mad Dad's in the house? What's going on with y'all, man? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a good topic, man. A lot of black men out here need to be more in their children's lives, man. If they were more in their children's lives, then, you know what I'm saying, a lot of this nonsense wouldn't be happening, man. You know, because a lot of these young guys, all they need is a strong male figure to show them the right thing, the right things, you know. And it's not only the males. You know what I'm saying? The women too. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mike from the Minneapolis Mad Dads. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to put 110% of me into my daughter, you know, so she doesn't follow the footsteps that I've created, that her mother has created. You know, it's a good topic, man. A lot of more men need to step up.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate calling Blog Talk Radio all across the country, man. We're glad that you did that. We're going to get back with you, man. Don't you go nowhere. We're going to introduce you to a young man that has came in. So introduce yourself to everybody.
My name is Chris Powell. I got introduced to this North 4 through my school and my PO.
And what has it done for you?
It's helped change me because, you know, I was doing a lot of bad stuff. I wasn't listening at home, and, you know, I was going through a lot, like a bunch of fighting and trying to pack pistols and a lot of messing up my community. But with the right positive leaders, you know, they helped change me and helped me focus on something positive.
And so now you're you know, your family is a part of the solution but also part of the problem too,
yeah.
Right? So a lot of kids have family that are part of the problem. Your pal.
Yeah.
A lot of people that if you now people in the country don't know pals, but if you're on the north side, you know the pals, right?
Yeah.
You know who they are. It's a big family, huge family. But I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing. Are you getting good response and support from your family members?
Yeah.
What do they say when they see you doing positive stuff now?
Like I know Monty, Tiffany, and Keisha. They was telling me like, don't be like my cousins because they still trying to be like the old pals and you know getting in a lot of trouble. And, you know, try and sell and pack pistols and shoot people and all that. And it was like, it's good you're trying to, you know, give us a better name. Because, you know, if you tell the police you're a pal, instantly you're going to jail or something like that. But they like what I'm doing. You know, it's positive, not negative.
Hey, you heard it right here, Blog Talk Radio, all across the country. My man, you heard him speak. We're going to get back to him. We got a call on the line. Somebody from Las Vegas, Nevada in the house. Welcome, Las Vegas, Nevada. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. We're doing glad to have you on the show. Welcome to Blog Talk with Mad Dads and North 4 and Emerge.
That's great. I'm hearing the young men talk, and the pow really touched me, you know, because I have a son that comes from a family that the background in today isn't so good. But if my son and if he can do it, so can you. He carries his name very well. He don't think about what the past, you know, held for him because he wasn't a part of the past. He's a part of the solution, and that's Lil James. So if James can carry the champion name real well, and we're known for guns and drugs and thievery and, you know, he's just an example. So, young man, you carry your name very well, and, you know, when they ask you, are you a pal, you say, yes, I am. I'm the pal of today.
That's good advice. That's great advice. I want to thank you very much for calling in all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't you go nowhere, because we're going to come back to you. We really appreciate you calling in. You know, I want y'all to know something. It's important for us to know that your last name should not have to dictate what happens in your future, what happens in your life. Right now, we got another young man. Introduce yourself. Tell him a little bit about how you got involved and what you've been doing.
My name is Antonio.
Yeah, speak up just a little bit loud. You're on radio, sir.
Antonio, my teacher introduced me to North Fork, and he come in and help the community. And
okay, so what? Tell us a little bit about, like, what has happened for you since you've been doing this? How has it helped your life? What has changed in your life? What has improved?
Oh, well, I guess my attitude and how I look on life in my community, how I can help it. And basically, they've been helping me out in school, too, you know, keeping me focused. And if I ask for help with homework and stuff, you know, they come and help me out with a lot of stuff. You know?
Well, that's great. That's great. And I appreciate what you're saying, man, because it's important. Did you give them your name?
Antonio Stanley.
Antonio. Hey, Antonio, how old are you, Antonio?
21.
Antonio, 21 years old. What's your dream? What do you see yourself doing at 25?
Engineer. They got me doing an intern right now at Venture North on Glenwood.
Uh-huh. So you want to be an engineer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, man. That's a wonderful thing. See, that's going from being a criminal to an engineer. I like that. You can do that because there's money in engineering. You know, that's exciting, and I'm going to go right to the phone lines. We're going to go right to 5737. Walking the Blog Talk, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk. How you doing? Okay, I can't hear you. I don't know what happened. So we're going to go right to 0118. Welcome to Blog Talk. How you doing?
Hello?
0118.
Yeah, what's going on,
man?
You know, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What did you think about the young man, what he just said?
It's real interesting, you know, about the power thing, you know. I mean, it's good, you know, like he said, he got to carry his own name. He got to make his own, he got to do him, you know. I don't know. But, you know, what I'm doing is, you know, I'm just being 110% fully in my daughter's life, you know, just making her, you know, letting her enjoy her new father, you know, because before I was on a lot of crazy nonsense, but now it's called change, you know, and she needs to see that, and she's seeing it, and she's loving it. You know, we had so much fun today. She's sleeping in the car, and I'm dropping everybody off. And she knocked out. Her cousin's trying to tell her goodbye, and she's knocked out. She's not hearing nothing.
Well, that's good. That means as a father, and you know what? I know, Mikey did a lot of time in the penitentiary, and I know that your daughter's excited to see you do. I seen the picture you sent today. You took her out for a birthday party, man. I'm proud of you. You know, instead of you getting your anger getting the best of you, you're letting your daughter lead your life in a positive way. I'm so proud of you. Continue to do that good work. We're going to introduce you to another young man. Introduce yourself.
What's up, y'all? It's Del Monte.
Del Monte, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with North Fork.
I got involved with North Fork through my probation officer and stuff. So, yeah, that's how that happened. So.
And so,
trying to get a job.
So your probation officer got you involved. He said, look, man, you're going to either go to jail or you're going to do right.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And so, you know, we've been talking. This real talk, y'all. I just want to let y'all know it's not easy to change. It's not easy to do the right thing. What's been some of the struggles with you?
Being stuck in the system, always being told what to do. You know, I'm tired of that.
Yeah. So let me just say this. What would you say to cats that are out in the community that don't want to listen, don't want to go by the rules, but don't want to get stuck in the system? What would you say to them?
I say it's rules to, like, you know, you always got to follow rules.
So I mean, no matter what you do, you're going to follow somebody's rules.
Yeah, regardless of what you do.
And so, you know, we was talking before. This is me, you, and the world talking right now. But we was talking before. And we was like, you know, you say one thing out your mouth, but you do something different, right?
Yeah.
And that, now, you said the word hypocrite, but that just meant that you was like, man, sometimes I say stuff, but I mean it. But when it comes to doing it, it's complicated, right?
Right.
It's like when somebody tell you to be somewhere at a certain time and you're supposed to do something. Matter of fact, you're supposed to be with us the other night when we worked with the seniors. We missed you, man, a lot of y'all. But had you been with us, some other things wouldn't have happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's consequences when you don't do the right thing. But I know that, what's the results? Are you getting any positive feedback from working with North Fourth and Mad Dads and Emerge? Are you getting any positive feedback from people in the community or your family?
Yeah, man, it's a lot of support when you're doing good, and you feel good when you're doing good.
Okay, that's great. We're gonna go back to Las Vegas and hear what Vegas has got to say. Did you say your name and tell everybody who you were? That's DeMonte.
You got it.
Right?
Yeah, DeMonte.
Yeah, that's my man. That's who he is. He's cool. What's your dream for the future, though?
Play professional basketball.
Professional basketball. Las Vegas. Any questions or comments for this young man?
You know what? I am just so proud to hear that they have taken a stand in their own lives to get up and to get in programs to better themselves. And there is such thing as heroes around you. DJ Smith is a hero himself. If you need a mentor, if you need a lift up to get yourself up, If you're feeling depressed and you need someone to talk to, you got some mentors around. Only thing you got to do is get up and get out there. And Mama Treese is always in the air. I'm just a phone call away. So if any one of you guys need to speak to me, you can get my number through VJ, and you can talk to me, and I'll give you a word of encouragement. And that's like DJ said, life is cause and effect, young man. If you cause it, you can get a perspective by it.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Las Vegas on the line. Mama Treese, thank you very much. You know, let me say something. This is Blog Talk Radio. We're talking all across the country, and we're talking to young men. So if you got questions for these young men or things that you want to talk to them about their lives, what they're doing, we appreciate that. Young man, introduce yourself to everybody.
My name is Clifton Ingram. I was raised down south in Mississippi, going through back and forth to Chicago, to Minnesota. My family, they some travelers, so we be everywhere. But I actually learned something about this program to stay focused and keep my head up and don't let nothing else bring me down. And I'm glad that I met VJ and Mad Dad and the youth and my brotherhood that I'm working with now. And, like, I'm real life thankful. Thank God that they actually had me do something like this, because I thought I was just going to be locked up or dead.
You know, I want to say something. One of the things that you had said, one of the things you had said to us before is that it's really hard. You know, you're in a housing program too, which is tough. You know, you got rules and regulations that you got to go by. But not only that, but it kind of disconnects you from your immediate family, which is a different thing for you to deal with. So you're dealing with that. You're dealing with a life change. You're dealing with housing. You're dealing with all that stuff. And that's hard for you to deal with.
Like being more independent.
Yeah, it's like being more independent, but that's a lot of pressure for you. I mean, how old are you?
16.
You're 16, and it's really kind of like you're on your own, right? And so what? How does that feel to be at 16 and have to be responsible for how you eat, where you live, and all that, and still not be a criminal and not do crime? How does that feel for you?
It kind of like at the same time, like I don't really see my family like that. It kind of feel like I feel down a little bit, but every time I go to work, and, you know, I wake up early in the morning and go to work, it makes me feel like I accomplished something, like I actually achieved something. Like right now I'm working on my goals, and I got two goals in my life, to be a chef, or if I can't be a chef, plan B going to kick in once or the others. But I just actually, like, being more independent actually just, like, teaching me just how to just, well, I don't need nobody around me or something like that, and bring more positive around me than negative, you know?
Well, you know what? We're proud of you. And I'm going to let Mama Trees talk to you for just a few seconds, because I know she's got some words of encouragement coming from a mother that can encourage you. And so go ahead, Mama Trees. Give me some words of encouragement, would you?
You know what, young man? For you to sit up and get up every day and go to work and do what you need to do, that's a step up. And I'm just so proud of you. Would love to meet you when I come back in the city. Stay encouraged. Be an example to other young men. You're 16. Just know that you're not an adult. You're growing to be the man that you need to be. And if you continue to write goals down and you accomplish the goals that you're writing down, you'll be a successful man. And you'll be able to tell other young men your struggle.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mama Trees. Hey, we're live on Blog Talk Radio, talking to the community. We're also videotaping at the same time, Instagram and Facebook, and doing all that, because that's how we roll. That's how we do it. And so while we're checking with everybody, while we're doing it live like that, while we're getting down like that, I want y'all to know we got callers on there. I want Las Vegas. And you know what? It wasn't too long ago, Mama Trees, her son was 16. He's 18 now. But then he was going through some changes and pulling his life together too. 2 years later, and now he's able to do some positive things for his life. So I think it's wonderful that she's calling in and giving you support. Lonzo, how you doing, man? It's good to have you. Lonzo has been working with these young men on a daily basis. Want to thank you. Can y'all give a big round to Lonzo? I'm proud of his brother. Yeah. All right. Lonzo, this is something we've been working on. We're doing a series of things with these young men. Right. We went out to feed the seniors. We fed the homeless. We did Blog Talk Radio. We did a television program. We've done a series of things that have had impact on the community and made a difference. How does it feel, sir?
It feels good. We first started with these guys. You know, they came right together, and they wanted to be empowered. They wanted to be helped. They wanted to do something different. You know, they all gave feedback on how to better their lives. I mean, you know, we all, like you said, it's hard to change. So they all fall back. We all do that sometimes. We fall back into our old ways, but they have stayed, you know, focused on what they got going on and been doing the things that they need to do to better their lives. I mean, you know, it's really good to see some young men in the community that want to do something different with their lives instead of destroy their community, but uplift their community. You know, I'm really proud of each and every one of them. They've been really going to work. You know, they've been doing the things they need to do. You know, they've been making their appointments. You know, so hopefully every one of them get to keep the job through the program they got from North 4. But if not, we know we're going to help them get a job. We got their backs. You know, and it just feels good to know that there are some young men out here that, you know, really want, you know, what life really got to offer, not the negative but the positive. You know, it's a lot of things. Like, I grew up thinking that, like the brother Clifton said, I didn't think that I was going to even live to be the age that I'm at right now, or at least if I did, I was going to be in jail. But to be able to get involved and give back is a great thing, you know, to be able to help these brothers, because no one really stood up and helped me, no men. Only the women, you know, were really trying to help the brothers in the community by, you know, getting in their faces, telling them, boy, you wrong, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But now it just feels good to see some men stepping up, trying to better some things. And, you know, hopefully these brothers pay it forward. You know, not only just help the community, but help other brothers their age, you know, to teach them or give them some guidance, point them in the right direction so, you know, they can better help the community too. Because at some point, they're going to be running this community. And I keep trying to tell them, if you keep running it the way you're running it, you're going to run it into the ground. But they doing real good, and they, you know, they staying away from a lot of negative things. Most of the time, they in the house, or they at work, or they at school. They going to school. They get up. They go to school. They go to work. They get involved with Mad Dads. They get involved with Emerge. You know, they give it back to the community. I mean, most of these guys, man, all these guys, all they did was, you know, go try to turn up. You know what I'm saying? Party, 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 party. Now they see, when they look up, you know, partying is there, but it's also some responsibility that goes along with that, and they've been doing that. I picked each and every one of them except for, I think, Antonio and Soda. They was at home today. They was off today, but the rest of the guys, I got them from their job. You know, so that was good to be able to go scoop them up from their job, man, and the people at their job really like them. They talk about them real good. Where you at?
I'm at Appetite for Change. I just now start working there. It's been like 2-3 weeks now.
And
I'm at Cookie Cart.
All right.
Yeah, I'm at Adventure North.
Bell Leaders and Adventure North.
Adventure North? Okay. Real quick, Mama Trees, listen to this. I want you to hear my young man. He's going to spit a little rap for you. And while you out there with Mayweather and them, if y'all looking for some fresh new talent, y'all might want to pick him up and check him out. He got a little something he's going to spit at you. Go ahead and hit him up.
All right, it's like this. Set yourself free from the world's depression. Ain't got time for stressing because my brothers be testing. And I'm on another level while my brothers be resting. No time for that because I'm steady investing. In the way I make moves, you would have thought it was chess. Man mentally gone, but I swear I'm the best. My brothers fear the unknown, but they question the rest. Here's a little something I want to get off my chest. Why brothers act so clean when they know they a mess? Why brothers do the wrong thing when they knowing the best? They say practice what you preach. I swear this stuff is a test. A brother made it this far. I swear I got to be blessed.
Wow. Come on, y'all. Give it up for my man. Yeah. All right. Hey, so we're gonna check in with Mama Treese out there in Vegas. You know, she got all the big boys, Suge Knight, everybody that she's kicking it with out there. And so maybe she might have some words to say to you. Yeah, what do you think about that, Mama Treese?
He needs not to get in no trouble. He needs to pursue his career and continue to write and continue to rap. I mean, rap wherever you go, rap at the mall. Rap for whoever said, can you spit something? Just get to spitting it and keep your mind open. Keep your mind open, and good things come to those who wait. You keep dreaming, dreams do come true, and I am a living testimony. My son is a living testimony. We never thought we'll be able to see a Suge Knight. And I just cooked dinner for Suge Knight some weeks ago in the house. So, you know what, young man? You keep dreaming. Do you understand me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mama Teresa. We appreciate that. We love those comments. We're going to go to another caller here. Let's see who's been on the line the longest. 2662, how you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? I was calling. I want to say, first of all, I thank you guys for doing something in North Minneapolis. A lot of people think that there's nothing good going on here, and there's definitely something good from what I heard going on the radio. So I want to give big ups to all y'all. If y'all ain't patting y'allself on the back, y'all should. Hey, Clifton. I have a question to Clifton. And I was wondering, Clifton, where do you see yourself in 5 years on the trajectory that you're on now and what's going on in your life now and the steps you're taking and the support you say you have? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself graduating from high school and going to college.
Did you hear him?
I heard you. I just had muted out so that I could hear you. Okay. Well, now that I know that those are your goals, I think you're on the right path. Something to all you young men, and I've heard bits and pieces of you.
Okay, we just lost you, Princess. I want you to know that you really brought some excitement and energy to the conversation. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We want you to know you brought some energy. You should have seen his face light up when he heard your voice because he was so happy to see you on air. So,
yeah, I enjoy working with Clifton.
And he really likes evidently working over there. He's told me he does. And so he's got a good heart. He's a good young man. And if he's working with you, you're working with one of the best. Princess has been through a lot. She has been through the struggle, and she's still recovering. And I'm so proud of you, Princess, of what you're doing out in the community. Matter of fact, you taught us a lot just the other day about healthy eating, and I appreciate that. So continue to do what you're doing. And hang on the phone line. We'll get back to you. Got anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it. That's it, you guys. Just keep up the good work. I'm enjoying listening.
Thank you. All right.
All right, Princess.
You know, it's important. I want to go back to some of the young brothers. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. People getting shot. People shooting at each other. We got the ops, you know, and folks that don't like each other all over the neighborhood. How do you guys still be positive with all that going on? How do you do that?
I just stay focused on what I got going on and my dreams and my plans that I plan to accomplish those dreams and stay out of the way, really. I just don't get involved with negative activities, period. Like, you just got to see it because we live it, so we see it. And we know how to avoid it. So it's just being a matter of, like, you got to, if you want it. If you want it bad enough, if you want to change bad enough, then you're going to shoot for that. And that's what I feel like I'm doing. I stand in my own lane, and I'm making my own money, and it's legit money. You just got to be patient for stuff you want and really save, I guess. Like, there's a lot of planning and patience.
And I like that. Sir, what have you found one of the obstacles for you that's really hard?
I guess staying out of trouble, you know, trying to make a dollar.
Staying out of trouble trying to make a dollar. You know, what we found out is that if you focus on the dollar, you're gonna find trouble. But if you focus on being happy, you know, being free, because ain't nothing like freedom. Freedom is a huge thing for me. I want to be free. I want some money, too, but I want to be free, and I'm not going to jeopardize my freedom for the money. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes we do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We take some mistakes. We do something. We know we might get caught, and we do it. So I think it's important for us to try to help each other. And I like what you said. You said stay focused on the money. But what about the goal? What's your ultimate goal?
I guess getting
Huh? You got to speak up because you're on the radio.
I didn't know that.
You want to go to college? What do you want to be?
Engineering.
That's right, to be an engineer. That's a lot of money. Math, science, and technology, that's where all the money is. Yeah. Yes, sir. What's one of your goals?
Getting off probation and finishing my education, you know, pursuing my goals. That's it.
Yeah, now getting off probation is important, and staying away from probation is even more important. What is one of the things that's really hard for you to do right now? You find it a real challenge.
Well, I would say staying positive, but it's really not because, okay, so I stopped kicking with negative influences, but, like, sometimes I do be like, dang, like, I wish I, like, I'd be like, dang, this work gets so hard sometimes, I want to quit and just go kick it with them and go to the stain or something like that. And I'd be thinking to myself, like, nah, that's going to mess me up in the long run. I'm probably going to get a worse charge and being on probation. I'm probably going to go back to jail. So I'd be like, nah, I'm just going to stay away from that.
Well, good. I'm glad you made those decisions. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Omaha, Lincoln, all those folks, Vegas. Everybody's online and listening. Some people are just listening. Others want to chat. We're going to go right back to the phone line. We got somebody been waiting about 3 minutes.
That's her. That's still.
Okay, that's Princess? Okay. Well, Princess just wants to listen in, I think. So we'll go right here to 5062. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? 5062.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the line.
Hello?
Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You got a question or comment?
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. If the Lord says the seventh day is the Sabbath day, why do we go to church on the first day of the week?
Now, do you have a question for the young men that are turning their lives around and doing something positive? This is not a gospel show, sir. This is about these young men and them turning their lives around.
That's how these young men are going to turn their lives around. They got to read the Bible. The Bible is all.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's fine, but do you have to, what difference does it make what day they go to church? If they read the Bible and if they're learning from it, it's better than them banging, shooting, stealing, robbing, and all that. Can you give them some advice that's going to help them?
Read the Bible.
Okay, well, you know, my thing is, man, I'm proud of you brothers, man. I'm proud that y'all doing something positive in your life, and I'm proud that you're doing something to have an impact. We're going to go right to 5737. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? This is me, man. I want to ask the brother, talk to their brother Del Monte. Del Monte, man, what are you going to do, you know, different? You know, you've been through a lot of little situations in the past couple of weeks, man. You know, y'all guys started this off in on a good note, man. You know what I'm saying? I think you stuck your hand in the cookie jar too many times, and now you done got, you know, reprimanded for it. So what are you going to do next to better your situation?
That's a good question. Yes, sir.
I don't know, man. I'm just keep moving forward, you know. I let this stuff get the best of me.
So, you know, a lot of times we do want to blame the system, but the system don't mess with you if you don't mess with it. That's one thing I found out about the system, that if you do what you're supposed to do, a lot of times you don't have to worry about the system. Now, I'm not saying there's not racism, there's not all that stuff going on, but a large percent of the time, if you don't mess with them, they ain't got no reason to mess with you. Most people want to see you thrive and be something positive. But then as soon as the system gets on us, then we want to complain. But we need to keep them off of us. So you're absolutely right, Alonzo, and I want to thank you. They're trying to help me co-host in here. But if you want to talk to us, you have to push one. So if you don't push one, then I can't put your mic on. So if you're online with us and you want to talk, you have to push one for us. Okay, and I appreciate that. Alonzo, anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, let the brother Chris know, man, you know, you're doing great, man. You're going through a lot of little situations back and forth at the crib, man, and it's keeping you focused. I see you still going to school, getting good grades. You got all your credit. Big ups to Chris, man. He's doing real good in school. He hooping. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he going to work. He's doing the things that he say that he want to do, you know, and sometimes that is situations indoors, you know, at home where you lay your head. Sometimes those are the situations that affect how you treat other people in the street, you know, and I do like the fact that you don't take his situations that's going on at the crib and take them out in the streets and just say F everybody and F everything. I'm just going to be angry and frustrated and take it out on everybody else, but he's doing something positive still, and he's staying focused, man.
So what are we going to do? Thank you very much, Lonzo. I appreciate that. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the country, Omaha, Nebraska, New York, Pittsburgh, Florida. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Glad you've been calling in and checking in with us, Vegas. What's going on? I want to just real quick, we got about 8 minutes, 20 seconds left in the show. We had an hour to go. We down to 8 minutes and 20 seconds left. And I'm going to let the young men talk to other young men because this show can be broadcasted later. All you got to do is go to Blog Talk Radio and go Mad Dads, and you can listen to this episode at any time you want to. Let's start with you, and let's give some advice to young men, any kind of advice that you would like to give. You see a lot of stuff. You've been through a lot of stuff. What advice do you want to give to young men in our community?
Well, advice I really want to give to young, well, because me, I'm a father myself. I had a kid when I was 15. It's just that babies need to stop having babies at the same time, cause, you know. But what we need to do is stop calling each other ops because we
we all in this state or what you call country, we all brothers, and we need to help each other out, like give our last away to somebody that really need it. Or at least, like, if you know a resource to help a brother out with a job, at least get a brother a job so he won't have to go out there and figure out where he going to live at and where the next meal going to be in his stomach and what can I do to take something from somebody else that can hurt them or can end up doing something that can hurt their family. So that's it.
Man, that's good. Now, come on, step it up. Let everybody hear you. What advice you want to give to a young man?
To, you know, follow a positive leader, stay on track, stay in school, don't be a send-off. You know, try and find a job. Find something that you like to do to stay positive. That's sports, reading a book, staying in the crib, sometimes anything, because I know it was hard for me to get off the block trying to be with the guys every day. But you got to just find something you like and just stick with it and try and always do that so you can stay out of trouble, because you don't want to be in the system. You ain't going to be able to get no job, no nothing.
Yeah. I like that. Yes, sir. Now, you got to speak up a little bit. Come on now. You on. Give them some advice. Come on. You can do that.
I want to say stay in school, read more often, and
I like that. Stay in school, read more often. Now, they eating these. I got some donuts brought back from somebody brought them from out of town. They're supposed to put them in the microwave, I heard, for 12 seconds. But they knocking them out anyway. Krispy Kreme, you know, I can't eat them. I got that diabetic thing going on. Advice, what you going to give them?
Advice I'm going to give them, I say, stay focused on what your dreams is. Have patience. Learn to budget. You know, save your money, because when them emergency times kick in and you need your money, you got it for yourself. So, you know, put it in a bank, whatever you got to do to save it, you know. Give it to somebody you trust, whatever. Just learn to really stay focused.
I like that. Yes, sir. What advice you going to give?
The advice I give is, I'm going to say it like this. They can put it in front of your face, but they can't make you do it. I got school, you know, you doing your work. The teacher can put it in your face, but can't make you do it. So what I'm saying is you got to establish some ambition, you know. If you want something, go get it.
That's absolutely right. You've heard it, Blog Talk Radio. You listen live over here all over the country. Now, we're going to listen. I want to get some advice from we're going to get some advice from Princess and Mama Treese to all you young men to kind of help you out. They heard from you. Now, let's hear from some mothers out there that have been through the struggle, that have lost loved ones, and let's hear from them. Mama Treese, what would you like to say as we close out?
I agree with that young man about calling each other the ops. One person say something in the community, everybody want to hang on to it, just like calling each other niggas. We need to take a stand and just stop it. We are some angry people, and while we're angry, it's so many reasons. But you know what? I want each and every one of you young men to understand loving thy neighbor is not just your neighbor live next door to you, okay? Go out here and love your neighbor. Love the next person that sits next to you on the bus. Help the old lady out. Help the young kid out in the school that needs some tutoring. Every last one of y'all said something positive, and y'all made, look, it was a tearjerker. Y'all are just great kids.
Oh, thank you very much, Mama Treese. We appreciate you. We're going to go right to Princess. Princess, your comments, what would you like to say?
I would like to say that in the next 20 years, black people are not going to be the minorities anymore. And I'm happy that y'all on a separate track, because the track that you're on, finishing your education, maybe you guys learning a little bit about politics and playing the game where we can be seen equally, there's going to be positions for our kids to step up into those places. And they're banking on, the capitalist society is banking on us black people not being ready. So I'm happy you guys are switching your mindset and getting ready.
I like that very much. Thank you so much, Princess. We love you. Continue to do what you do. Mama Trees, continue to do what you do. We love everybody out there. We've got somebody at 4181. What are your last thoughts and comments?
Hello?
4181, let's. What's your comment? Are you there? Well, anyway, let me say this. I think it's important for us to realize that you young men have made us proud. You came on here. How's it feel to be all over the world, hearing yourself all over the world? How's it feel?
It feels good.
I feel awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, we getting heard now, you know, somebody out there listening and really just, like, trying to change what we've been taught and really trying to break the cycle of what we've been taught. So everybody that called in is part of that change. So I feel like we should be linking up.
That's right. Now, one thing I love about you, you are a collaborator. You love to make everybody work together. And you make sure that everybody works together. That's a skill, and you have it, and I'm proud of you for that, okay? A lot of people don't like to do that. You know, everybody that's been on this line are people that I admire, I love, and that love to work together. They're all the same way. Princess, Mama Trees, and all the other folks that have called in, that's how they feel. That's why we're all calling in, because we want to see all of you succeed. It's not about independent stuff. It's about us all working together. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the country, y'all. I just want to say to you, remember that you can get us every Tuesday at Blog Talk at 1 p.m. every Tuesday, and we will do a special show. Y'all want to do this again?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We're gonna try to do this again and bring them on, and we're going to pump it up and bring some other folks on. You got something you want to say? Go ahead.
I would like to give a big shout out to Princess, my boss, for being on the radio with us and telling us good and positive things. And I would like to give a shout out to my mom for being the lady that she is today, helping me out for 16 years changing my diapers.
I know that's right. You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Shout out Mad Dad.
It's over.
Shout out.
We'll say big up to Sterling. He's not on, but yeah. Say big up to Sterling. You want to give a shout out to somebody?
Shout out my exes, man.
I'd give a shout out to the whole Emerge building, North 4 build leaders. They done helped me change my life around, because it wasn't for them, I would still be in this lifestyle that I was living in the past. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that helped me, you know.
Big ups to Alonzo. Big ups to Princess. Big up to Mama Trees out there in Vegas. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio all across the country. Don't be a
because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.